I think one of the most difficult things maybe in life, I'm not saying the most difficult, one of the most difficult things in life is to know what you don't know. Okay? To know what you don't know. So if you're a parent, how can you know that you know absolutely nothing about being a parent until the day you become a parent? I remember when Isaac was born, Rachel and I were sitting in the hospital room holding this boy, and the nurses and other people in there telling us a few things that we should do when we get home with this boy, and then thinking, dear God, they're going to let us leave this place with this boy. And we know nothing about being parents. But fortunately, we had parents of our own that are a part of our lives and other people that have been down the road further than us and have experienced children in their own lives that we could draw from and learn from, and they came up alongside of us. Over the last few weeks, we've learned about a very simple formula for getting from where we might be today to where we think God wants us to be in the future with our lives and aspects of our lives. My hope is that you want to be in God's perfect plan, that that's the end destination for you, that each of us want to arrive at the godly destination that God has in store for your life specifically. At the beginning of this series, I shared a quote that we've gone back to each week since then. It comes from Andy Stanley. It says, "Direction, not our intentions, determine our destination." It simply means that getting from point A to getting to point B involves more than just hopes and dreams. It involves intentional steps, intentional direction, walking an intentional path. Today we're going to focus on another proverb. We've been looking through the Proverbs through this series. It's a proverb with an amazing simple message, but a really profound one when we begin to look at it. Here's the proverb I want you to turn to. Go to Proverbs chapter 15. If you're using one of the church Bibles, it's going to be page 459. Page 459, Proverbs 15. And check out what Solomon has to say to us in verse 22. It says, "Plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors, they succeed." Plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors, they succeed. Just like Rachel and I, when we brought home our first child, knew little to nothing about what we should be doing with this little life that God blessed us with. Life is full of situations where we know little to nothing as people. In those situations, we need to be quick to seek the advice of advisors. Specifically, we need to seek the right advice from the right advisors. In our humanness, I think we choose not to seek advice sometimes, and we do that for numerous reasons. Sometimes it's just because of pure ignorance. Sometimes it's our pride that gets in the way. Sometimes it's laziness. These are all reasons why we sometimes choose not to seek others' advice. But with the time that we have left this morning, I want us to look at how we can get good advice in life as we head towards our God-guided destinations. Wherever God might be leading you today, for your tomorrow, or for your next month, or your next year, or the next chapter of your life. Solomon says in Proverbs chapter 1, verse 5, "Let the wise listen and add to their learning. And let the discerning get guidance." Wise people listen to counsel, and they get wiser as a result of that. Discerning people listen to guidance, which allows them to make decisions that will put their direction, the direction they're heading in, towards a destination that they ultimately want to end up at. So here's just a few thoughts on getting good counsel that we find in the book of Solomon this morning. First thought is this: we will always need good counsel. We will always need good counsel if you're taking notes. Number one, no one ever gets to a place in their life, I'm going to suggest, where he or she no longer needs counsel from somebody else with some part of their lives. You won't get there. If you think you're there, you're arrogant and you're wrong. Let the wise learn and add to their learnings. And let the discerning get guidance. Proverbs 1:5 says. Heard a story told by a comedian who said that he was in a small lounge on the East Coast where President and Mrs. Bush walked into the premise. They came and sat up front where he could actually hear some of the discussion, and the president asked, "I don't even know what I want to eat here." And the comedian said at that point, he decided to become a presidential advisor and suggested to the president that he eat the pastrami with rye and hold the mayo. It sounds like a horrible advisor. But the point is, everybody needs an advisor. Doesn't matter who you are. Goofy story, don't even know if it's true or not, right? But the people that are at the top places in the world have advisors around them. Every one of us should have people around us that can advise us on decisions that we make. The first secret to getting good counsel is to be open to good counsel. Wise people listen and add to their learnings, the proverb says. Secondly, ask more than one person's advice. And this is an important one, I think. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 14 says, "For lack of guidance, a nation falls, but many advisors make victory sure." You notice the word that Solomon inserts before advisors in this proverb, right? The word many. Not one, many. I don't know if you've noticed, but so often in life, some of the most important decisions in our lives seem to have a sense of urgency to them. Isn't that true? When we have big decisions, oftentimes there's deadlines that fall along with them, and sometimes those deadlines seem really short and urgent. We need to make that decision quick. They're so important that they dominate our thinking. And we spend all of our time thinking and processing this decision. We can't get our minds off of them. So we want to make those decisions as quickly as we possibly can. But Solomon's advice is many advisors make victory sure. It's going to take some time. There have been many major decisions in my life that I've needed to make, and it was important to seek out the counsel of many people. Coming to Fairland is one of those. That is probably one of the bigger decisions as a family that we've made, moving 8 hours away from what we had known. And I know that during that process, for Rachel and I, it was a process totally of seeking advice, prayer support from family members, from close friends, from other pastors, even some that probably would prefer, just on the human side, that we stay where we were at, because we had some good friendships there. At the end of the day, between Rachel and I, we sensed God say, and we heard our advisors say, people that we brought into the process with us. People from this church were a part of that too, right? You were praying right along with us. We heard them say very clearly to us that this is the direction that we sense God calling. Many advisors make victory sure. When the decision is important, I think it's important for us to ask more than just one person. Because we can all make mistakes. I've given bad advice in my life. Believe that or not, I know it's hard to believe. You've given bad advice in your life too. It's important to seek the advice of many people. Thirdly, don't let pride keep you from admitting what you don't know. This is hard for us sometimes. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 10 says, "Pride only breeds quarrels, but wisdom is found in those who take advice." Pride may be the number one enemy of finding, choosing, and staying on God's path for us. I think successful people are open to the fact that they don't know everything. They need to know, and they're really quick to look for people that do know. And they can surround themselves with those people. It can become their advisors. Solomon describes this in terms of life direction in Proverbs chapter 12, verse 15, when he says, "The way of a fool seems right to him, but the wise man listens to advice." He's saying the way of a fool. Another way to say that would be the direction of a fool seems right to him. So a friend comes and says to you, "I'm worried about the direction that your life is headed in," right? The fool says, "You don't need to worry about me." The wise person says, "You know what? Let's sit down and talk. I want to hear what you have to say." The dad comes to his son and says, "I'm worried about some habits that you're developing in your life." The foolish son says, "Leave me alone, dad." The wise son says, "Tell me what you're seeing." Mom comes to the daughter and says, "Honey, I think your behaviors could get you into trouble down the road." The foolish daughter says, "Mom, you're so old-fashioned. Just leave me alone." Wise daughter says, "Tell me what you're seeing." Supervisor at work to an employee says, "I know it's none of my business, but I can see that you're making some unwise decision. I'd love to give you some advice on that." And the foolish employee says, "If it's none of your business, stay out of it. The wise employee says, "I want to hear what you have to say, what you're seeing." It's easy to see the difference in the responses of the foolish and the wise. It's not always easy to live as wise, but it means that we have to hear and consider things that may be hard to hear and hard to consider, but it'll help us to arrive at the destination, the God-given destination that we believe that God is sending us in. And I think this is an incredibly important piece of wisdom. I was just talking to somebody before the service this morning. I said, our conversation is exactly about what I'm going to end the sermon with this morning. This one's so incredibly important. Take counsel from those who have been where you want to go. Take counsel from those that have already been there. Your life and mine are headed in a direction. We are on a path, paths that either lead us toward where we want to go, or they lead us away from where we want to end up. The secret to getting good counsel is first knowing that you need counsel and seeking it from multiple reliable sources and truly listening to those sources to learn what they have to say. But maybe most importantly, it's taking counsel from the right person, from people we respect, who have arrived where we want to go with their character and their reputation still intact. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 29, listen to this. It says, "The gray hair of experience is the splendor of the old." The gray hair of experience is the splendor of the old. We have so much to learn. I'm already starting to gray a little bit. I'm not as gray as some of you. I got a lot of people that I can go to that have been further in the road than Dustin has. The wise men and wise women seek counsel from wise people. They listen to it, they heed it, and they walk on the path that leads to where they want to go. Just imagine for a minute what your life would be like if you developed the habit, not of being impulsive in your decision making. Don't be indecisive either, but of consulting older, wiser, more successful people in that area of life than yourself. As parents, imagine what we could learn and what heartaches we could save our children from and ourselves, what burdens we could save ourselves if we counsel with successful, seasoned parents, people that are 5 or 10 years beyond us. Students, imagine how much better you will enter the work world if you link up from time to time with somebody older, somebody you admire, and ask them their advice on things. Like how to study and to approach homework and which classes to take if that's where you're at in your education piece. What colleges to attend. Employees, imagine the steps you could save if you sought advice from people of character and success in the field that you're in, and they're already further ahead of you in it. It's not that hard for us to seek advice. It takes intentionality and a little bit of time. A couple of people this morning have already referred to, and I'll go back to Randy. Randy said he was driving home from Omer King's funeral service, and they were talking about legacy. I was in the car immediately behind Randy the entire time, and I was by myself, so I wasn't talking about, but I was thinking about this point in my sermon. And that Omer King was one of those people in my life for a very short period of time, but he was somebody that was at where I'm going to be at, and I used him a lot in regards to connecting with him and communicating with him, both prior to coming here. Once I was here, we met multiple times and emailed all the time and had lunch multiple times because he had so much advice to offer because he had been with and a part of the Fairland Church family. I'd never been there. I'd never been a part of. I didn't know the gifts. I didn't know the challenges. I didn't know any of that stuff. So we need to find people in our lives that have been where we're going. And seek their counsel, seek their advice. The gray hair of experience, it's a wonderful thing. People further along in life than you or I have much wisdom to offer us. Some of us wonder why our plans fail so often. And honestly, some of our plans fail because we kind of sabotage ourselves. But many of our plans fail because they weren't the best plans to start with. In Proverbs chapter 15, verse 22, God's word says, "Plans fail for lack of counsel." Best way to start a plan is to seek advice, to seek counsel. Here's the application this morning. Ask God to show you the counselors, the advisors he has for you. There are people, I guarantee you, that there are people around you, people a part of your life, that know more than you do in regards to getting to where you want to be in life. And we're talking about our spiritual aspect of lives. There's people that know more than you. They've experienced more. They've had more challenges, maybe more challenges with God even than you have. Identify some of those people. And think about bringing them into your life intentionally. As advisors, as counselors, as people that you bounce ideas and thoughts off of. If they're people that kind of represent where you want to end up in life someday, the best way to get there is to talk to them and figure out how they got there themselves. Maybe you already know where God is leading, where he's nudging you. Maybe it's a very certain, specific area in your life that you're dealing with right now and you're making a decision on, or you've just recently made a decision on it. And if that's where you're at, don't just think of the person, but this week go to the person. This week pick up your phone and text the person or email the person or call the person and say, I need a half hour of your time this week. And begin that process of developing that relationship where you're allowing somebody else to give advice and counsel into your life. It's important that we seek advice from each other. I believe that's one of the reasons why God has us living and doing life in community. Because we all have different experiences. We can all learn from each other. My prayer is that each of us will choose to do that, because it is a choice that we have to make. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, this morning we thank you for your word, as we do every week. We thank you for your word in regards to this idea of having people a part of our decision-making processes. Sometimes when we have a goal in mind, a place, a destination that we want to end up at in our lives, or even that we sense that you're leading us towards in our lives, sometimes we can have blinders on, where we're not seeing the big picture. And one of the ways that you've given us to be able to defeat that is to invite other people into the process. So, Heavenly Father, I would pray that you would allow us as humans, the human side of us, to not be ignorant to the fact that we need advisors in our lives, to not be too prideful to ask people that have already gone before us and to learn from them, not to be too lazy to just do it. Father God, we know that you have the best plans in store for each of our lives, that you desire nothing but the best for us. So as we seek you in life, we sense that you're leading us to this place. Help us, Lord God, to make wise decisions to arrive where you've led us. We pray this in your holy name. Amen.